McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Parenting the Strong-Willed Child, Expanded 4th Edition, the clinically proven 5-week program for parents of 2 to 6-year-olds, by Rex Forehand, Ph.D., Deborah J. Jones, Ph.D., and Nicholas Long, Ph.D., narrated by Barry Abrams. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you will hear references to figures, tables, and worksheets present in the print and e-book formats of the book. The challenges of parenthood are daunting, but its rewards go to the core of what it means to be human: intimacy, growth, learning, and love. Carnegie Corporation. Preface. Parenting is one of the most difficult tasks that we as adults face. While most of us receive training for our occupations, we enter the world of parenting with little instruction or guidance. As a result, we either model or try to do the opposite of what our own parents did, or rely largely on trial and error in our attempts to be effective parents. Unfortunately, with a strong-willed child, there is little time for trial and error. You need effective parenting skills, and you need them now. The first 3 editions of this book were well received by parents with strong-willed children and by the professionals with whom those families worked. Based on the feedback from parents and advances in research, we decided an updated and expanded version of Parenting the Strong-Willed Child was due. In this edition, we also make a number of additions, including the following. The first and most important update was that Deborah J. Jones, Ph.D., was added as a co-author. She has extensive clinical and research experience with families with strong-willed children. In addition, her research focuses on implementing and evaluating the program on which Parenting the Strong-Willed Child is based. These experiences shaped the writing of this edition in important ways. Other revisions include: more attention is given to the diversity among families of young children. A time to reflect on the presented material was introduced in most chapters. Updated research is included that demonstrates the effectiveness of this book and related programs. There is expanded information about how to apply the program skills to a range of problem behaviors. More specific guidance is provided on how to use the program skills in a child's daily activities, such as dressing, meals, bedtime, and chores, as well as a new chapter by 2 experts on screen time. There are opportunities to apply the program skills to positive youth development, including self-esteem. Updated information is provided on topics such as ADHD. Greater attention is given to the link between stress, including recent stressors such as COVID, and parenting, as well as tips to manage stress. Tips are offered that will help you change the way you as a parent think about your child's behavior. There is an additional helpful guidance section for parents and for professionals using our program. Perhaps almost as difficult as parenting a strong-willed child is writing a book about how to parent such a child. You have to believe that you know something that can help parents through the difficult times. Fortunately, among the 3 of us, we have spent many decades developing, evaluating, and delivering programs for parents of strong-willed children, as well as training generations of therapists to do the same. From the research data that we have systematically collected and the reports of the many parents with whom we have worked, we know that the skills we have taught parents have helped them improve their relationships with their children. The skills also have helped these parents decrease their children's problem behaviors associated with being strong-willed and enabled the children to capitalize on the positive aspects of their strong wills. Beyond our research and clinical work with parents and their strong-willed children, we bring to this book the collective experience of being parents of 4 grown children and grandparents of 5 children, ranging in age from 1 to 22. We have seen and experienced it all, we hope. This personal experience is no small part of what informs this book. We know that parenting is not easy under the best of conditions. We know the difficulties of applying the parenting skills taught in this book. We know the highs and lows of parenting. We have experienced it all on a personal level, and this has helped us be realistic in our advice about parenting. Introduction. Parenting is incredibly rewarding. Children do things every day that make us think, smile, and laugh. Parenting, of course, can also be challenging, and sometimes this can be harder for parents to admit to themselves, let alone to others. That said, it can in fact be, and most often is, true for all parents, the dialectic of parenting. It is both at once. Parenting can be even more challenging for parents of strong-willed children. We will talk about what we mean by this, but chances are if you are a parent of a strong-willed child, you know it already and may be listening to this book because you are finding it challenging and even frustrating. It may be even more frustrating to not feel comfortable talking about these challenges with others or to know whom to turn to for guidance and resources. Importantly, if you are one of these parents, you are definitely not alone. Equally, or more importantly, there are strategies or skills for dealing with the aspects of your child's strong-willed behavior that you are not yet sure how best to manage, while preserving the parts that you like, enjoy, and want to nurture. We have spent years developing, evaluating, and using a clinical treatment program that addresses the behavior problems often seen in young children who are very strong-willed, especially problems of not obeying their parents. We know that on one hand, you may want to nurture your child's independence and assertiveness. These are good skills to have. But at the same time, you know that there are times when your child needs to listen to and comply with what you or other adults, like teachers, are asking of them. These may include day-to-day things like the steps that need to happen to get them out the door in the morning for daycare or school, or even more significant safety-related moments like holding your hand or staying by your side while walking down a busy sidewalk. We developed our clinical program to help parents of these children in these and other situations, focusing on teaching parents skills that they can use to acknowledge and celebrate their child's strong-willed spirit, while also helping them to harness and channel that spirit into behaviors that will serve them well now and in the future. Over the past 50 years, we and many other researchers around the country have studied our clinical program, and the research has shown that if parents can learn and consistently use the skills, it works. Typical results for families who complete the program include improved relationships between parents and their children, children who mind their parents more, and fewer child problem behaviors at home and sometimes in other settings, such as preschool. Researchers who followed children for up to 15 years after completion of the program have found these benefits to be lasting. We have described these studies in professional journals and books, and also provided training for psychologists and other professionals at our own universities and around the country so that they can use it in their own clinical work with families. That said, we realize that not all children necessarily require clinical treatment and that some parents may want to try using the program at home before deciding whether to consult a professional. That is why we decided to initially write and again revise this book that is written for you, parents. Parenting the Strong-Willed Child covers most of what is taught in our clinical program, but tailored in a way that provides opportunities for parents to understand the rationale behind our program and skills, and lots of opportunities to practice those skills at home. If you use these parenting skills consistently, they have the potential to improve your relationship with your child and reduce many of the problems and frustrations that can be associated with your child's strong-willed behavior. In fact, two published studies provide support for our conclusion that this book can change your child's strong-willed behaviors. In an independent research study, Dr. Nicola Connors at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and her collaborators found that participation in a parenting group that used Parenting the Strong-Willed Child as the curriculum was associated with less parenting stress, use of more effective parenting behaviors, and fewer child behavior problems. And more directly related to you listening to this book, Two of the authors and two of our colleagues, Mary Jane Merchant and Emily Garai, found that parents who read Parenting the Strong-Willed Child reported significant decreases in their child's behavior problems. For specific strong-willed behaviors, these parents reported significantly greater decreases than did parents who read a more general parenting book on understanding 3 to 6-year-old children and their development. However, Parenting the Strong-Willed Child was more effective only if parents reported reading most or all of the chapters on implementing our 5-week program, chapters 5 through 11. Not surprisingly, this means you must actually listen to this book if you expect to change your strong-willed child's behavior. It is findings such as these that led to an earlier edition of Parenting the Strong-Willed Child being selected for the Book of Merit Award presented by the Association for Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies, ABCT, an organization devoted to the advancement of evidence-based science and practice in mental health. This award is given for educating the general public about the benefits of psychological treatments that have been proved to work, highlighting the ABCT's confidence in the potential for our 5-week program to improve your child's behavior. While this book is based on our clinical program, it is not a substitute for individual professional help if your child has severe behavior problems or might be experiencing types or levels of problem behaviors that may require professional attention to have the best effects, such as attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. If you are a parent who suspects or has been told by a teacher or professional in your child's life that your child's behaviors may be more significant, we present steps you can take to contact a professional. Even for many of the families that may need more one-on-one professional guidance, we believe that the skills presented in this book can likely complement that work as well. Overview of the book. Our strategy for addressing strong-willed behavior has 4 dimensions. The first dimension involves helping you understand your child's strong-willed behavior and how various factors influence such behavior. The second uses specific parenting skills for addressing the behavior problems most commonly exhibited by strong-willed children who are 2 to 6 years old. The third involves using these skills to address a variety of problem behaviors you may be encountering with your child. Included in these behaviors are ones that occur regularly during daily routines. Example, mealtime behavior, chores, dressing, bedtime, as well as an issue for many parents, screen time. As part of the third dimension, we review several ways you can promote positive youth development, such as self-esteem and positive social skills. After all, these should be our ultimate goals as parents. The fourth dimension involves a focus on you. Believe it or not, and we are sure you do, how you handle the stresses in your life affect how you parent. We present some ways to handle these stresses, including how you think about your child and how you communicate with others with whom you interact, particularly those with whom you might co-parent. When combined, these 4 dimensions form a holistic strategy you can use to understand your child's behavior, learn how to change it, and promote positive growth, reduce your life stresses, and simultaneously enjoy your child and life more. The book is divided into 4 parts that map onto the 4 dimensions just delineated. Part 1 explains the factors that cause or contribute to your child's strong-willed behavior. We start by examining the role of temperament in setting the stage for strong-willed behavior. We then address how your reactions to your child's behavior can affect and sometimes actually increase this behavior. We then go on to consider how factors such as financial hardship, family conflict, changes in your relationships, parental depression, and traumatic stress can affect your parenting and your child's behavior. Finally, as parents often have difficulty differentiating strong-willed behavior from attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, we end this part with a chapter addressing this issue. The parenting skills in Part 2 take the form of a 5-week program for dealing with the behavior problems associated with a child being strong-willed. You will learn and practice a new skill every week. By the end of the 5 weeks, you should notice a significant improvement in your relationship with your child and in your child's behavior if you are consistently using the skills as we recommend. In Part 3, we focus on using the skills to help you address a variety of problems your child may display, to help you get through the daily routines, example, bedtime, mealtime when having a young, strong-willed child, and importantly, to promote positive development in several areas, example, self-esteem. Part 4 offers strategies for you to manage the many stresses in your life. Handling these stressors in adaptive ways will not only make being an effective parent more enjoyable for you, but also promote your child's okay behavior, a term you will hear throughout this book. Since Parenting the Strong-Willed Child was first published, we have had the opportunity to continue to think more richly and deeply about the diversity of families we have the honor of studying and seeing in our clinical practice. This diversity includes, but is not limited to, race and ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and family structure, including single-parent families and families with two moms or two dads. Although we can't say that our 5-week program or related programs has been tested with families that necessarily perfectly reflect your own, we do know that strong-willed child behavior and parenting difficulties appear to exist in families of all identities, and that skills like those in our program and shared in this book can be helpful. Of course, this presumes parents can learn the skills and use them consistently. That is the key. That said, if you hear something in this book that feels inconsistent or uncomfortable with any aspect of your identity or your child's or your family's lived experience, we encourage you not to stop listening. Instead, we hope you will try to think about the rationale for what we are suggesting and come up with responses to your child's behavior that are still in line with the principles we discuss, but may feel more consistent with your own views as a parent based on your culture, experience, and identities. In a similar way, while it is true that the vast majority of research on parenting has long focused on mothers and female caregivers, research on the father's role in the family has increased in recent years. Our research and that of others shows that in some families, fathers may use parenting skills at different levels or intensities than mothers. However, what is most important is for fathers to be actively involved in parenting and, to the extent possible, for mothers and fathers' parenting to be consistent. When possible, all caregivers should listen to this book and work together to change their strong-willed child's behavior. If this is not possible, this approach can still be helpful when used by a single parent. We hope that this book will help you understand your strong-willed child's behavior, learn effective parenting skills, and learn how to enhance and maintain these parenting skills. We hope that learning how to use these skills, along with other recommendations that we offer to effectively address your major concerns regarding your child's behavior, will in turn increase your sense of competence as a parent. Author's note: we thought a lot about the role of gendered language in writing this book. Initially, especially in our vignettes, we attempted to avoid gendered language such as he and she in favor of they, for example. However, we realized in reading the vignettes that included at least a parent and a child, and sometimes multiple parents and children, such language, while ideal, could be quite confusing. As a result, we refer more clearly to the gender of parents in our discussion of example families and vignettes, including such identifiers as Ms., She, and Mother for parents. In referring to children in these examples and vignettes, however, we tried to rely on non-gendered language to the extent possible. Part 1. Understanding Strong-Willed Behavior. For parents starting this book for the first time, you may be wondering, is my child strong-willed? If you have used strong-willed to describe your child, whether you said it out loud or not, you may then wonder, is being strong-willed good or bad? The answer, like much of life, is that it depends. In part 1 of this book, we consider what being strong-willed tends to look like in young children and how it develops, Chapter 1. In particular, we consider the role temperament plays in your child's strong-willed behavior and introduce the role of parenting. We then consider in more depth how parenting, Chapter 2, can shape strong-willed behavior in young children, as well as how the stressors that parents like you can face affect parenting. Finally, we turn to how you can tell the difference between typical strong-willed behavior and a disorder many parents think about when their child's behavior is difficult, ADHD, Chapter 4. As we emphasize throughout this and subsequent parts of this book, parents have a critical role to play in understanding what strong-willed behavior is, where it comes from, and how to increase the likelihood that it is one of your child's strengths rather than something that gets in the way of them being their best self now and in the years to come. Chapter 1. What is strong-willed behavior, and is it okay if my child is strong-willed? Parents starting this book for the first time may have these very questions. What does it mean to be strong-willed, and is it okay if my child is strong-willed? In this chapter and those that follow, we will do our best to answer both of these questions for you. Before we try to do that, let us introduce you to three children. First, meet Ethan, who is 2 years old. Ethan's mother, Avery, says Ethan was born with a strong will. Avery says it started while still in the delivery room when the nurses described Ethan as fussy. Ethan's father, Reese, said Ethan continued to be difficult after coming home from hospital, including that Ethan cried and cried and could not be soothed. Avery and Reese thought that it was colic and that Ethan would cry less with time, but the crying and fussing continued. Ethan's parents say that by 18 months, it seemed Ethan was crying and fussing purposefully to avoid taking a bath, getting dressed, and getting ready for bed. Avery and Reese worry Ethan's behavior just isn't improving and feel guilty that they are frustrated, exhausted, and not finding being parents very rewarding. Example, if only Ethan smiled at us more. Now let us introduce you to 4-year-old Jacob, whose mother, Miss Williams, describes Jacob as very outgoing and independent, which Miss Williams wants to encourage. Yet Jacob's mother also finds Jacob to be demanding and never satisfied with the amount of time, energy, or attention at home or at preschool. Miss Williams and the preschool teacher also say Jacob is as stubborn as they come, and quickly becomes upset, example, whining and tantruming. When asked what the tantrums look like, Jacob's mother and teacher describe crying, yelling, clenched fists, stomping feet, and even throwing things. They also describe Jacob as very active, on the go, and filled with boundless energy, which results in bumping into walls, knocking things over, accidentally, and falling often. Although rarely appearing to be physically hurt, i.e. no bumps, bruises, or broken bones, Jacob's is at times inconsolable. Miss Williams wants to help Jacob, but is at a loss, as nothing seems to be working. Finally, meet Emily, who is a 6-year-old first grader. Testing at school indicated that Emily has above-average intelligence and academic skills. Emily's teacher also describes a child who is very confident and one who perseveres in challenging activities long after most other children give up. Emily's father, Mr. Gonzalez, admits that Emily has never been great at listening or following directions. Although things seem better at school than at home, Emily still often ignores teacher's instructions or says things like, "No, I will not do it." Mr. Gonzalez worries that the teacher's investment in Emily will be affected by this behavior and that it will begin to affect schoolwork as well if they don't nip it in the bud. Time to reflect. Do any of these situations remind you of the reasons you chose this book? Do any of these children remind you of your child? Do any of these children's behaviors remind you of your child's behavior? Do any of these parents' feelings, worries, or concerns about their child's behavior and the impact of their child's behavior remind you of your own? If you see yourself or your child in any of these examples, you are not alone. In a group to help parents manage the behavior of 2 to 6-year-old children, we asked whether they thought their child was strong-willed and what they believed were the characteristics of being strong-willed. Nearly half, 48%, of the parents reported that their young child was strong-willed, and as you will see, they described their strong-willed children in a variety of ways. These included characteristics that many parents will find positive and want to see and nurture in their young children, such as assertive, confident, and persistent. Yet, parents in our parenting group also identified aspects of their strong-willed child's behavior that felt more frustrating to navigate, including characteristics like argumentative, headstrong, stubborn, temperamental, and unpredictable. Still other characteristics were things that could be seen as positive but at times frustrating, including determined versus cries to get own way, independent versus everything is a fight or struggle, outgoing versus demands constant attention, has own ideas versus talks back a lot, and spirited versus always on the go. In light of these very mixed descriptions, we need to consider the possibility that having a strong-willed child can be both a strength and challenge for parents. Indeed, if we turn to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, strong-willed is defined as very determined to do something even if other people say it should not be done. It is perhaps the two distinct parts of this definition, very determined to do something and even if other people say it should not be done, that may explain some of the tensions parents in our group were feeling, and you may be feeling as well. That is, being determined in and of itself can be positive and a characteristic that parents likely want to nurture. For example, one need only see the joy on parents' faces when it is clear that their baby is trying to roll over or crawl or stand for the first time to realize the value parents, and society more generally, places on stick-to-itiveness. And such determination can serve young children incredibly well as they encounter new milestones. Example, tying their shoes, starting school, going to their first sleepover, trying a new sport, or face any challenges. Example, learning struggles, developmental issues, peer conflict. Yet any parent who has navigated their child stalling when told to put on their shoes, or tantruming when told to share a toy, or adamantly refusing to go to bed, no, recognizes the flip side of determination, or assertiveness, confidence, persistence in a young child as well. That is, we hear things like, my child is very determined to do or not do something even when I or someone else tell them otherwise. Even if parents do want to nurture determination in the long term in their children, stalling, tantruming, and no can be extremely frustrating in the short term, leading to parents being more likely to use more negative terms, example, argumentative, headstrong, stubborn, rather than positive terms, example, assertive, confident, persistent, to describe the very same behavior when it happens over and over and over again. So how do parents help their 2 to 6-year-old children harness and channel their strong-willed nature more effectively now and in the future? To answer this question, we must first talk a little bit about your child's temperament. Time to reflect. List your strong-willed child's strengths and challenges. Strengths, challenges. Temperament, not temper tantrum. How does a child become strong-willed? Many of the positive and potentially frustrating characteristics associated with being strong-willed have their roots in temperament. You may or may not have heard the word temperament before, but we tend to describe it to parents as your
Sample complete. Ready to continue?